Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Senator Amy Klobuchar is applauding the EPA for allowing sales of E15 nationwide this summer. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
An emergency waiver will allow gas stations in 42 states to sell 15% ethanol between June and mid-September. Minnesota and seven other Midwestern states can sell E15 year-round. Klobuchar says as consumers and farmers are facing higher costs because of the war in Iran, this is an important step to provide some relief. She's now calling on Congress to pass her bipartisan bill to permanently allow for the sale of nationwide year-round E15. Brent Palm, MNN.
For decades, new mothers in the Minnesota Senate could not attend to the needs of their infants and toddlers while the chamber was in session. That rule is now changing after a resolution passed allowing senators to bring their children. The lengthy debate was full of emotion. DFL Senator Bonnie Westland of Plymouth was offended by some comments.
We cannot be trusted to be responsible, to be respectful, to maintain decorum. I think that's outrageous, and I think it's insulting. Absolutely insulting. This is about coming into the 21st century, for God's sake.
The Minnesota House already allows children in its chamber. The Vikings want to host the NFL draft in 2 years at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings and Minnesota Sports and Events submitted a bid for the 2028 draft. Officials say the red carpet, flag football, and other events could be held at the TCO Performance Center in Eagan. More than 600,000 fans attended the 2025 draft in Green Bay, and the three-day event generated $100 million. And the navigation season is off to a quick start on the Upper Mississippi River. The Army Corps of Engineers' Patrick Bowes says the first towboat arrived late Monday and was closely followed by four more.
In my entire tenure with the Corps, I've never seen so many tows ready to go once that ice at Lake Pepin was broken. So there were actually five tows that passed through Lock and Dam 2 en route to St. Paul or various ports.
Moe says another tow passed through Hastings Tuesday afternoon. In other headlines, Governor Walz has kicked off a statewide infrastructure tour highlighting his proposed 2026 infrastructure plan. The nearly $907 million proposal would fund public safety, clean water, transportation, and housing projects. Walz says the plan focuses on preserving existing infrastructure while investing in projects aimed at improving Minnesotans' health, safety, and quality of life. A St. Cloud State University student is facing four charges, including two felonies, after allegedly threatening to shoot people on campus. Police say 29-year-old Romello Lloyd confronted another student in a Skyway and blamed a fraternity for a previous assault. Officers later arrested him in class with a loaded handgun and other weapons. And new Golden Gopher men's hockey coach Brent Larson is excited about his new position.
This is the best opportunity in college hockey. It's the best tradition, the best culture. It's got the best players. It's got the best facilities. It's the place you want to be as a coach. And I felt it was the best opportunity because finally I felt ready.
Larson spent 8 years coaching St. Cloud State and was an assistant at Minnesota Duluth. This is MNN.